I'm gonna try to read some history textbook while I'm masturbating. So I'm not sure how far I will get before I can't really make out the words anymore. So I hope you guys like this. It is difficult to remember now why the World War was fought. In 1917, it was even more difficult to remember. 8 million young men had laid down their lives for what? The survivors in the trenches did not know. To them, it seemed a hideous mistake, a vast madness. They were ready to stop fighting, even if it meant desertion. In May, a French army mutinied. In November, the Russian armies and fleet mutinied, turned against the regime which had led them into war and overthrew it. The statesmen and leaders of the European powers did not know they were too much engrossed in the business of winning the war to remember what they were fighting for. Outlines of the settlement they meant to enforce were drafted by this power and by that, but none offered a basis for a peace that anyone but its author could expect to be lasting. The most enlightened of the Allies seemed to have been bemused by the prospect of loot. Even General Smuts, writing a memorandum for the Imperial War Cabinet, could get no further in a statement of war aims than to insist on A, destruction of the German colonial system with a view to the future security of all communications vital to the British Empire. This ought not to be endangered at the peace negotiations. B, tearing off from the Turkish Empire all parts that may afford Germany opportunity of expansion to the Far East, and of endangering our own position as an Asiatic power. This has essentially been achieved, although the additional conquest of Palestine may be necessary to complete the task. All the leaders of the belligerent powers only one was far enough removed from the heat of battle to give a clear statement of aims in which all sides could acquiesce. Oh my god. On January 8th, 1918, President Wilson of the United States summarized them in 14 points. In February, he supplemented the points by 4 principles, and later by 5 particulars. And throughout the spring, summer, and autumn, he stressed them in speech after speech. Maybe you.